250 years of a nation, one minute, one story. This is America in Focus. June 1776. The American colonies are already at war. Gunpowder hangs in the air. Farms lie abandoned. Sons march away from home carrying muskets and uncertain hopes. Yet despite a year of bloodshed, one question remains. Will America dare to be free? In Philadelphia, beneath the oppressive heat of a late June sun, delegates gather behind closed doors. Outside, the British Empire towers above them like a gathering storm. The King's armies are coming. The Royal Navy rules the seas. Failure means prison. Failure means the gallows. Failure means death. And still, they argue. Still, they debate. Still, they hesitate. In a small rented room nearby, a young Virginian bends over a desk, Thomas Jefferson. His candle burns late into the night. His quill scratches across paper, line by line, word by word. He is not merely writing a document, he is writing a revolution. To the North, the war brings grim news. American soldiers retreat from Canada. Disease spreads through the ranks. Dreams of victory dissolve into mud, exhaustion, and defeat. Many begin to wonder, can this rebellion survive? Can these colonies truly stand against the mightiest empire on earth? Then, from the South, comes the roar of cannon. June 28, 1776, Charleston Harbor. British warships advance through smoke and flame. Their guns unleash thunder. The attack begins. The Empire expects another victory. Instead, the defenders stand their ground. The fort absorbs shot after shot. Still it stands. Still the flag flies. Still the guns answer back. Hour after hour, smoke, fire, chaos. And then, the impossible. The British withdraw. The colonies have held. As the sun sets on the final days of June, the colonies stand upon the edge of history. Behind them lies loyalty to a king. Ahead lies revolution. Ahead lies uncertainty. Ahead lies a nation not yet born. Within days, Jefferson's words will reach Congress. Within days, men will risk everything. Their fortunes, their homes, their lives, their sacred honor. And when they choose, there will be no turning back. The week of June 22nd, 1776, the last week before America declared itself free. The last moment before 13 colonies challenged an empire. The last breath before the birth of a nation. That was One Minute, One Story from 250 Years of a Nation. I'm Dan Bortner, and this is America in Focus.
Today's edition of America in Focus was brought to you by the generous support of Airmaster, Holtz Cafe, Bedford Federal Savings Bank, Bailey's Flowers and Gifts, Golden Corral, Sipes Toy Box Storage, Bedford Office Supply, and Visiting Angels. We thank these community-minded businesses for helping make America in Focus possible.